This is JIS News. Coming up, police establish cyber crimes division, safety passport to be implemented for construction workers, and Jamaican High Commission in London to embark on a series of immigration seminars. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just memory yourself, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The government is to appoint a Chief Information Officer, CIO, as part of strategies being implemented to strengthen its information and communication technology, ICT, sector. State Minister in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, says the role of the CIO will be important as the government addresses growing cases of cybercrime. The CIO will also see to the protection of sensitive data across government ministries.
In another couple weeks or so, we will identify a Chief Information Officer who will drive information technology within government. We need that CIO to drive common standards across government. So when we implement measures to safeguard all of government's ICT, the CIO will be the person who will drive that.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the launch of the National Cybersecurity Strategy Wednesday. The National Cybercrime Security Strategy seeks to ensure that network infrastructure and critical systems are in place to combat cyber threats. In addition to the strategy, the Stop, Think, Connect campaign launched Wednesday will provide public education on ways to protect systems from cyber attack. The Jamaica Constabulary Force has established a cyber crime division to tackle related offences. Commissioner of Police Dr. Carl Williams says the semi-autonomous unit is equipped with new machines and personnel to deal with the issue. He says criminal investigations will rely heavily on technology in the future.
We are acutely aware that the future of criminal investigations in Jamaica is tied up with cyber crime investigation. We have actually started to rationalize and to realign our units and our structure to ensure that we make the best use of technology to assist us in our investigations and to solve our crimes.
Dr. Williams was speaking at the launch of the National Cybersecurity Strategy in Kingston on Wednesday. A worker safety passport for persons in the construction industry will be introduced later this year. The passport is being developed by the Occupational Safety and Health, OSH, Department of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security and will represent the level of training and certification of the workers on a particular site. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kelly says the ministry expects that when this system comes on stream, no worker will be admitted to a work site unless he or she carries the passport indicating certification.
In fact, the expectation is that construction sites will only employ certified workers, where certification will be the only guarantee that the workers are competent and equipped to operate safely on sites.
Minister Kelly was speaking at the official signing of the 2015-2017 Labour Management Agreement for the Building Construction Industry at the Incorporated Master Builders Association of Jamaica offices in Kingston on Tuesday. The minister says under the pending OSH Act, the ministry will be the only body authorized to certify workers for the passport. He adds that the passport will assist in reducing accidents on construction sites. The Jamaican High Commission in London will be embarking on a series of information seminars aimed at educating diaspora members on the importance of having their citizenship status updated. High Commissioner Alu Numbe Asamba says the program is set to get underway in another 2 months. Mrs. Asamba notes that the series is not the first of its kind, as the mission has been working diligently to reach out to Jamaicans living in the UK.
We have had a number of immigration seminars, and we are in fact having another one here in the High Commission on the 13th of March, where we are getting immigration lawyers and persons who practice in that area to come and to speak to our community.
Mrs. Asamba was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She's appealing to Jamaicans here in the homeland to support the work of the mission by encouraging relatives living in the UK to regularize their immigration and citizenship status. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.